KBBS, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming online at BighornMountainRadio.com. Joining me this morning, Christina Perry and Mark Wilson. We're going to talk about the girls' leadership of Wyoming. But first, we welcome in Mark Wilson, who finds himself on the other side of an interview here on KBBS.
Yeah, Brady, it's kind of strange sitting on this side of the interview, but it's great to be back at KBBS.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back. And the mentorship program that you run is kind of the umbrella over GLOW. Tell us a little bit or remind people about the membership program.
Well, you know, first off, I have to thank Bighorn Mountain Radio for allowing me to actually be in this position of a youth mentoring program, because if you remember, I was working here at the radio station. There was an opportunity to be a part-time director for the mentoring program, and Bighorn Mountain Radio allowed me to do that.
Yeah, you've been doing that a while now.
That was 2016. Yeah. The program has been around since 2012.
Okay.
And it's working for at-risk kids, one-to-one mentoring with adult volunteers in the community. And we have probably done one-on-one mentoring over 3,000 hours in the last 3 years. So it's been a pretty successful program.
Absolutely. And are you still looking for mentors? You're probably always looking
for mentors. We're always looking for mentors, because right now we have 14 kids. We could have a whole lot more. We're just limited because of the number of mentors. And so if there's anybody out there that want to give back to this community, the kids out here in this community could use you. So if you need 217-3120, is my cell phone number, and I'd be glad to talk to anybody that wants to do a mentoring opportunity for our program.
And so when you talk about at-risk kids, are these kids who have already gotten in trouble, or kids that need a strong role model, or both in their life?
A little bit of both. You know, I'd say 9 out of 10 kids that we have in our programs are from single-family homes. And you know that single parents, they work, they got to raise a family. The other parent is not in the household, and so we're just providing a little bit of support for that family and providing some opportunities for the kids.
And so if someone out there's thinking, maybe I'd like to be a mentor, one, how do they go about becoming one, and two, how much time do they need to invest in this?
It's really an average of 1 hour a week. We drink coffee longer than that in a week. At least I do, anyway. And the first step is to contact me. I talk to them about how the program works. There's an application. There's a background check, and then there's some training. And then we match you up.
And you know, the hours spent with the kids can be fun. I mean, I know I've went with you and a couple of the kids and went fishing before as well. And you know, you can. So it's not just sitting down with the kid and talking with him. It's going out and doing activities and having a good time.
Well, just this past month, we do group activities as well. We, myself and a couple of our mentors, took the kids over to Gillette, and they did the wall climb over at the rec center.
Did you do the wall climb?
No. And then 2 weeks ago, we took kids paintball in Gillette.
Oh, that's cool.
And no, I didn't do that either, because I would have been the prime target.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do fun things like that. We're going to be doing a fishing clinic not too long from now with Zach Sexton, one of our local...
You couldn't pick a better guy to teach fly fishing, right?
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. So we do one-on-one mentoring, but we also get kids together and have some fun activities as well.
Okay, cool. One more time on your phone number for people that want to try this out or get more info.
217-3120. My office is room 106 at Bomber Mountain Civic Center. You stop in, and we have a closet full of activities for kids and for mentors to use.
And then something we're going to talk about here today is GLOW. It's Girls Leadership of Wyoming, and Christina Perry is heading up this program. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Brady. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking the time. Let's start off by just talking about what Girls Leadership of Wyoming is.
Okay. Girls Leadership of Wyoming, we're calling it GLOW, is a new program that I've worked with Mark and the mentoring group to establish to really broaden the reach of the impact of those positive adult relationships with youth. And what I do in my day job, I do professional development, leadership training for a company called Peregrine Global Services in Gillette. And we do this for working professionals. We work on their communication, their conflict resolution, all of their collaborative skills, that type of thing. And then my research was working with girls who grew up in state care. And how do they transition to successful adulthood when they don't have adults consistently in their life? And we found that that was the number one predictor of success is having those relationships. So I thought, well, why don't we combine the two and create a program that is not just for at-risk youth. This is for all girls as they're navigating those teenage waters, looking for who am I going to be? How do I get there after I leave high school? So we're bringing in women from around the community who are successful in their fields to teach leadership topics. And then we're going to practice them together. And over 12 weeks, these girls are going to gain skills. They're going to gain new perspectives and have a supportive network of references and resources that they can rely on as they move into adulthood.
So this is for high school kids?
High school girls. Okay. High school girls is where we're starting here, yeah.
And I know you've closed the registration deadline. Is there any opening spaces left?
You know, if someone was really motivated and wanted to get in, we would be thrilled to have them. We're looking for a broad spectrum of girls. You know, some girls who are very involved in extracurricular activities, real go-getters, want to, you know, demonstrate their leadership. Others who may not have been as involved before and are looking for new ways to expand their potential. So any girls, we could probably take a few more. We do start September 7th. So we need to order materials and make sure that we have everything ready for everybody. But it's going to be a good time.
So it starts September 7th. It's Thursdays for 12 weeks, so it goes into December. Is that correct?
Yeah. Every Thursday evening, we'll meet. We'll have some food and games to kind of kick it off, our guest speakers, and then some application activities where we practice the skills. We're skipping the Thanksgiving week, of course, and then we'll do a graduation dinner and awards ceremony in early December.
Okay. And can you tell us about some of the speaking topics or maybe some of the speakers themselves?
Absolutely. I am so excited. We had such a response from the women we reached out to. I worked with the mentoring group and the ladies who already work one-on-one with girls to say what topics would be really useful. And some of them came up, you know, communication, public speaking, conflict resolution, but also financial literacy, smart social media, wellness, these types of things. So, for example, financial literacy, we reached out to Lynn Michelina, and she's a president of First Interstate Bank. So not only can she teach girls about financial literacy and what it means, but also her professional journey, how she got from where she was as a teenager to where she is now. Judge Darcy Phillips is coming down from Sheridan to talk about smart social media, how to protect your current and future self from negative repercussions and how to use social media for good. But also, you know, she's a young woman who went from, you know, being a teenager to law school, being a prosecutor, and now a district judge. We have a woman from Gillette, Detective Julianne Witham, who can talk to them about self-defense, but also working in law enforcement. So my idea was that these girls might open their eyes to possibilities they hadn't even considered and start to see themselves and their future in a new way.
Okay. And I know before we came on the air, we were talking about some of the speakers, and you had mentioned that, what do you call the governor's wife, the First Lady of
Wyoming? First Lady Jenny Gordon. Yeah, First Lady Jenny Gordon has agreed to come speak to us. She's going to come midway through the program, and she's going to talk to us about life in the political arena, what it's like, and then how to get involved and advocate for causes that are important to you. The First Lady has the Wyoming Hunger Initiative that she's been working with groups around the state to solve the hunger problem in Wyoming. So how do girls take something that matters to them and amplify their voice so that they can impact others?
Okay, and you mentioned you might have room for a couple more girls. How would they go about getting a hold of you?
Okay, fantastic. We have a website, which is glowyo.org. And they can go on there. There's an application form to fill out. We also have a Facebook page, Girls Leadership of Wyoming on Facebook, that they can look that up and get in touch with us. But it's we just want to know who they are, what their interests are, how leadership impacts their life, and what their plans are, so that we can really make a good group that works together and supports each other.
And I know you touched on this earlier, but talk a little bit about what made you want to start this program, why the ball got rolling on this.
Yeah. I just finished my doctoral studies, and my research project was working with girls who grew up in state care. So they'd been removed from their homes through no fault of their own, usually because every adult in their life had let them down. And even though these girls had access to free college education, for example, they didn't know how to apply for college or how to do the FAFSA, or they had no one believing in them and guiding them. And we found that the ones who, you know, they turned 18, they just left the system and kind of fell off a cliff. And that broke my heart. And I really thought, if the impact of adult relationships is so powerful, shouldn't we all be doing more? And then I remembered back being my own self, a teenage girl. I didn't know what my options were. You know, I kind of just defaulted to whatever came up and didn't really plan my career, followed my husband around. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be powerful to give every girl the opportunity to explore her own identity and values and see what options were out there? So that's why we started the program, so that they can have a better impact on their own lives and everyone they touch.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a fantastic program. And is there anything we kind of left out? Any info you'd like to add here?
Well, Christina mentioned our female mentors, and I'd like to give a shout out to them.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of them, because we had lower numbers of females, so I've got some women that have been chomping at the bit, waiting for somebody to step up and mentor them. This gives them an opportunity not only to help Christina plan this program, but also be a part of this program. And so they can make connections with some of the girls here that maybe they would like to have a one-on-one mentorship after going through this program. So they've been an integral part, and they will continue to be. Another shout out I'd like to do is for Johns County Prevention Council, Bill Hawley. We got a $2,500 grant from them, and so that money is the seed money to help get this program started. So big shout out to them as well.
Absolutely. All right. We're talking with Mark Wilson and Christina Perry about the Girls Leadership of Wyoming and the mentor program in general. Again, if you'd like to be a mentor, contact Mark Wilson one more time on your phone number.
217-3120.
So if you've got about an hour a week to help out with these at-risk children, it's greatly appreciated. Mark, Christina, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Brady.
Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. And everybody keep those radio dials right here. KBBS.